Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They are mourning Kit Kat in San Francisco. Kit Kat is
no longer with us.
A tabby that used to hang out on 16th Street in San Francisco's Mission District, usually at a rundown dive bar called Delirium. Anyway, Kit Kat is no longer because Kit Kat was run over by a robot taxi.
Waymo.
It's believed it was a Waymo. By the way, we were in San Francisco not too long ago. Those driverless cars are everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
All over that city.
Listen to this story from the New York Times. Waymo was thriving in San Francisco. Then one of its driverless cars killed a cat. And an uproar...
Mm-hmm. They're not happy.
Has ensued. Have you seen the makeshift memorial out, Scott? I don't want to say it's crazy, but it's candles and it's artist renderings of Kit Kat, and it's
that sounds like crazy to me, Sam.
I would agree. It's crazy. Did this cat? Not that all cats aren't precious, but did this cat have an owner, or was it just a random stray?
A guy by the name of Mike Zeiden took in Kit Kat about 6 years ago to catch mice.
Oh, okay.
Into it's called Randa's Market. And he took the cat in to catch mice. The cat hung out on the shop. You might want to not go to that market if they've got mice problems.
But here's the difference, Scott. Hundreds, if not thousands, of animals are killed by human drivers in San Francisco every year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The death of a single cat crushed by the back tire of a Waymo self-driving taxi has infuriated residents and led to consternation among those who resent how automation has encroached on so many parts of our lives.
I never thought I would read this next line on a radio show. Waymo does not dispute that one of its cars killed Kit Kat. The company released a statement saying that when one of its vehicles was picking up passengers, a cat darted under our vehicle as it was pulling away. We send our deepest sympathies to the cat's owner and the community who knew and loved Kit Kat.
Others are wondering why there hasn't been the same level of concern over San Francisco pedestrians and pets killed by human drivers over the years.
Well, that's a fair point.
This is a shrine. This is about more than Kit Kat, and Kit Kat is cute, and I love Kit Kat, and Kit Kat was loved by those people in the neighborhood. This is bigger than a cat. This is about driverless things and AI and technology, and we are going to take all of our energy, and now, and I'm not saying it's misplaced or misguided, but this is way bigger than a cat, is it not?
I must have missed a connection there. They're mad that a Waymo killed a cat, so they're like, well, look at the other people. They kill people. Let's go for the Waymo, because all they kill is cats.
Yes.
So I was watching,
in essence.
I was watching what's now known as MS Now this morning, because every day at 8:30 in the morning, they bring on a guy named Andrew Ross Sorkin, who works for CNBC. And he's a business reporter and anchor. He's on Squawk Box. He's very, very smart. And that's why I like to watch him, because he's much smarter than I am. Anyway, I was tuning in, and they had a story, and I think it was about Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, in San Francisco, this is really hurting Waymo's business, the killing of Kit Kat, or the death of Kit Kat. And Andrew Ross Sorkin had a really dark but interesting question as they were talking about, you know, how more and more cities are going to experiment, test out driverless cars. And Andrew Ross Sorkin said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close enough to be dangerous. He said a certain number, it was tens of thousands. I think it was, I want to say 50,000. 50,000, and let's just use that number. 50,000 people are killed in traffic wrecks in the United States every year. If companies like Waymo and what are some of the others?
I don't know, because I won't get in one.
But anyway, let's say that they could...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get it down, that number of traffic fatalities down to, say, 5,000 in the United States and not 50,000.
Right.
Would that be an acceptable number?
Well, think about it. It is way better than 55, but it's way easier to hate on technology.
Right.
Even though the numbers don't necessarily bear out the danger.
And one of the anchors on MSNBC or MS Now, I can't remember who it was, but they said, Americans will never say that 5,000 deaths by driverless vehicles is acceptable, but we will always say, you know, not that it's acceptable, but there's something unique in the way that we rationalize these things.
Correct.
You know, well, that was caused because he wasn't paying attention or she was putting on her makeup.
But this was a machine.
That's right. This was supposed to be the wave of the future, and somebody got killed last night.
All right, here's another way to look at it, and this is a quote from the Times article. A human driver can be held accountable, can hop out, say sorry, can be tracked down by police.
Can be fined,
sued. Can be jailed.
Mm-hmm.
Here, there is no one to hold accountable. Whose fault is it when a driverless car kills a cat?
It might be the cat's fault.
We don't know. If it was a human driver that killed Kit Kat, would this be in the news? Of course not.
No.
Of course we would not be talking about this.
But the fact that I think for whatever reason, when it comes to these driverless cars, and I don't know if this is exclusive to the United States or if this is a worldwide thing, I think we're looking to find fault. We always want to find fault with new technology. You know? Oh, well, that can't work. Look at AI. AI is a great example. Everybody's the one thing, you know, and AI does have its benefits, but what we like to point out is when people are using it to cheat on tests or to write their legal briefs.
Right.
Or
create images that didn't exist, if you get where I'm
going. Yeah, we know where you're going with
that.
Or, you know, one time when John Grayson had AI, this is in the early days, or at least not early days of AI, but when people like you and me were actually starting to learn about artificial intelligence. He had AI write a one-page paper on me.
And it was horribly wrong.
It wasn't. It was more right than it was wrong, but the things that I focused on were the things that it got wrong. Like that I write op-ed pieces for the Kansas City Star. I've never written anything for the Kansas City Star.
Here's one quote from a fan of the feline that wants Waymo out of San Francisco.
Because of one cat.
We will never forget our sweet Kit Kat. The poor thing suffered a horrible, horrible unaliving.
I'm sorry?
The poor thing suffered a horrible, horrible unaliving.
Is that to mean death?
The word unaliving is used by some social media users to avoid algorithms that suppress videos using words like death.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it's so common now that it's making its way into workplace vernacular. It's all over. I'm assuming 2027's word of the year is going to be unalive.
Explain to me why we're supposed to be using unaliving so that the algorithm won't push death to my...
No, so it will push... If the word unaliving is in there and not death, the writer stands a better chance of getting it pushed to you.
So, like, say we're talking about JFK or whatever, and on the day of his death... Okay. Automatically, that video will get what is called shadow banned. So it won't get pushed to anybody in the algorithm because it talks about death.
Mm-hmm. Well, same now they're just going to tell the algorithm to not push unaliving.
So, with certain politicians who are, and I don't care what side you're on, but they're deemed to be somewhat controversial. If somebody is writing about them on a Facebook post or a Twitter post or whatever, they'll use an asterisk in the place of one of the letters in their name.
I have seen that.
Because otherwise it'll get flagged. And then it gets kicked off the algorithm.
So, or if they're talking about a certain crime that will get shadow banned, they'll say grape instead of that word without a G.
Okay.
Or replace the P with an asterisk.
Right.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.